Blog Talk Radio. We Fix Credit. Are you bound by medical bills, child support liens, evictions, late payments, repossession, bankruptcy, or student loans? Today, you can turn that around. Time to be no longer bound. Hi, my name is Dove Stanton, and the name of my credit restoration company is No Longer Bound Financial Services. We are a debt-free company with the means to help thousands of people restore and rebuild their credit. Our customers have been able to obtain their dream homes, dream cars, refinancing, and building a greater future for them and their families. We dispute all negative and erroneous items from all three major credit bureaus. In closing, we can help you restore your credit, which in turn will restore your financial future. The way to reach me is by telephone or text at 678-760-6056. Or you can email me at the number 4, the letter U, betterdays@gmail.com. Time to be no longer bound. You gotta have
faith. Well. I'd like to say hello to everyone out there listening to us tonight for another week of Praise Tabernacle Bible Study. I am your host, Elder Richard Lee Taylor IV, and I just want to welcome everyone that is listening tonight and welcome everyone that may come on a little later, again, to our weekly broadcast of Praise Tabernacle Bible Study. We enjoy doing this every week. We enjoy the people that call in and listen, and we enjoy the comments and opinions from our panel members. We have a couple on tonight. A couple of other our panel members may join in a little later. And we just want to give God the glory, you know, for another week, to see us all through another week safe and sound. I haven't gotten any word on anybody leaving us in the past week, so I'm assuming everyone is okay and well. And get to another week of Bible study, and just another week, another day of worshiping our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And again, we got another dynamic speaker tonight to bring us the taught word in the word tonight. One of our own evangelists, Dove Stanton, good teacher. Again, I always like to say she I can listen to her speak a lot of times because she just reminds me of a nice school teacher when she speaks, real soft and calming, you know, and I just really appreciate that kind of teaching and preaching, if you will. And so we just want to welcome her in. I'm not going to hold your patience long, and we just want to give Evangelist Dove Stanton, the table is now, you now have the court.
Thank you, Elder Taylor. Thank you so much. We are so glad to have you with us all on tonight, our Tuesday night Bible study. We just always get excited about the word. I like to call it couch talk because I feel like I'm sitting on my couch, you know, just talking and sharing with our brothers and sisters in Christ and everywhere, wherever you're listening at. We just praise and thank God for you. As I always like to tell you to please get your Bibles, your pencils, and your paper to take notes and to definitely go back and study the word that we present on tonight. And before we get into the word, I would like to pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for this, an amazing day, God. You are an amazing Father, God. We thank you for your love and your mercy and your grace and your peace and your joy. We thank you for healing and deliverance and salvation, God. Father God, I pray that you would touch all those under the sound of my voice. Father God, I pray that you meet every need according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus, and that includes healing and deliverance and being set free in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your word. We pray, Father God, that someone would be encouraged by this word on tonight. We pray that somebody would go back and just study and get a greater and more understanding of what you would have us to say to them on tonight. We pray for every leader that's going to be on the phone on tonight, those that are on the phone right now and those that are to come. We pray, Father God, that you would allow their nuggets to drop into the spirit of everyone that they speak life into, as well as myself, the teacher. I submit and surrender myself unto you, that you would be glorified, that you would be praised, and that you would be honored. No flesh would glory in your presence. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So tonight, I'm going to really focus on just two scriptures out of Romans. We are coming out of Romans 8, 28 and 29. Romans 8, chapter 8, verse 28 and 29. If you would please open up your Bibles to these verses. And these are some familiar passage of scripture, but I just really want to dig into the scripture tonight. And the way this Bible study kind of came about, there's a show on Netflix, and it's called Manifest. And when I begin to watch the show, there's the mother on the show always used this scripture. She would always tell her children, her grown children, or even when they were kids, this particular scripture, which is Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And I'm going to read it. It says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called, who are the called according to his purpose." And then verse 29 says, "For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren." But like I said, in the movie, in the show Manifest, which is on Netflix, the mother always dealt with Romans 8 and 28. And the show takes a lot of turns. It's like it tried to go towards the scripture and then away from the scripture. So I really wanted to kind of dig into this because I know we hear that a lot. It's working together for your good. It's working together for your good. But like I said, I really just wanted to get into that on tonight. So it starts out, "And we know." I looked up the word know, K-N-O-W, which is a verb, and it means to be aware, to be informed, to recognize, or to understand. The verb know, to be aware, to be informed, to recognize, or to understand. And I really captured to recognize. So it reads, "And we know." So in other words, and we recognize.
Yes.
And we recognize that all things work together for good. So if I had to use a topic on tonight, it would be nothing is wasted. Nothing is wasted. So I have 4 points that I wanted to bring out of this scripture. And our first one is certainty. Certainty. C-E-R-T-A-I-N-T-Y. Certainty. The first thing is the certainty of the promise. Notice how the verse begins with, "and we know." This is not happenstance. This is not perhaps. This is not maybe.
Right.
This is certainty.
Facts.
Mm-hmm. It's not hope. It's not a vague opinion. It's certainty. And we mm-hmm. know that all things, now, when we say all things, it doesn't mean that the all things are good, okay? Because, you know, if you think about some things that have happened in your life, death to us is not good.
Right.
We lose someone. You know, cancer is not good. Drug addiction is not good. War is not good. But it's saying that all things, all these things that we experience in our life is encompassed in those all things. So it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be something that feels good to you, that seems good, whatever the thing is. So I kind of read an analogy or something that kind of compares it when it was talking about all things. And I read this, somebody had wrote it down this way. In the chemistry of the cross and the blood of Jesus, God takes the things in our life, bad, good, ugly, or whatever, and puts them together to make a medicine that brings healing.
That's good.
The reason that happens is because of the cross and the blood of Jesus. So all things that happen in our life is under the cross, under the blood of Jesus.
That's right.
So God can take those things and bring healing out of them and can bring deliverance out of those things, can bring wholeness out of those things. Just because mm-hmm. of the blood of Jesus and what the power and the authority of the blood of Jesus does, it completely turns those things where God will pull the healing virtue, the deliverance virtue, salvation, being set free out of those things. So like I said, it reads like this: for we recognize that all things work together for good. So see, when I was just saying about the blood of Jesus and the cross, it's working together for your good. It may not feel good. I'm not saying that either. It may not feel good, but it will help us rise above our circumstances and see that nothing is wasted. So number one is the certainty of the promise in this scripture. I wrote, sometimes it may look as if God's plans have flaws and errors in it. And I know that sounds funny, but sometimes when we're going through things, we're like, I don't understand why I'm going through this. Or why am I going through this? Or no, this can't be how God is going to bring it about. God's plan and God's timing is different from ours.
That's right.
It's different. We can be certain when we live by his promises. And I know going through like illness or the death of a loved one, very difficult sometimes. It's difficult because you're in the situation and you don't understand what brought you here. But you don't know who might be delivered by watching you go through what you're going through. Let me say that again. You don't know who might be delivered just because they're watching you go through what you're going through. And
right.
if you go through it with that grace, that can bring deliverance to them. And sometimes it's our very family members that need to see, okay, yeah, you talk the talk, but let me see you walk the walk. And when you submit yourself and you walk the walk before others and they see that, that may bring deliverance. All of heaven is rejoicing because of that deliverance. And it was for a greater cause.
Mm-hmm.
It was for a greater cause. It may be even for a greater cause for yourself. And I wrote, we live by his promises. And some of the promises of God that we live by is he promised he would help and guide us. He is faithful. His faithfulness is a promise. He will give salvation to the believer. That's a promise. He will give you wisdom, knowledge, and understanding if you ask for it. That's a promise. He will give
That's
you peace, joy, and love even through it. That's a promise. He will give you strength through it. That's a promise. So we have that to hold on to. So, and we know and we recognize that all things work together for good. So it's going to work together for our good. Elder, do you have anything you want to say at this point?
No. I think you hit it. I agree with everything you're saying. When you're going through something, other people see you go through it, and they see that you can testify to what you believe and what you're going through and continue to process it and continue to go through it and get through it and come out on the other side, you know, and that shows people that you really believe the Lord, you trust in the Lord, and that you love the Lord, and that you count on him as much as you say you do. It's just not all talk. And that you can go through the process as well as you encourage other people to go through the process as well.
Right.
And so people see
right.
that. They see that working in you, and that encourages them. I know for me, when I'm going through something and I see that I'm coming out on the other side, you know, I may
right.
be a little scarred. I may be a little bruised, you know, but I know, it all worked together for my good,
right.
as the scripture says. And I know that it's been an encouragement to someone else to keep
right.
pressing, to someone else can keep going, you know, and keep pressing into the Lord. And then
mm-hmm.
that flips and in turns and encourages me.
Right.
Even more, because we want to be encouragement to each other.
Right.
We want to be, we do want to be our brother's keeper. We do want to
right.
encourage other people, you know, to keep pressing into the Lord and
That's
to keep
right.
pushing.
That's right.
And you know, with each day that the Lord sees fit to allow us to see and live in.
Right.
So this is a good word, good teaching word, you know. And I like the part
Amen.
About in the scripture where it says that, and we know that all things work together.
Right.
That all things work together, the good, the bad, the ugly, the indifferent.
That's right.
You know, it's all working together for
That's right.
for the good to them that love God. So
right.
good word,
wow.
good word, sis. I appreciate you coming from this scripture tonight.
Amen.
Evangelist, I just want to add one thing, and I'm going to get out of the way.
Go ahead.
Because
yeah,
I heard something today, and I was listening to an old message my father preached, and he said something that I hope it ties in with what you're saying. And it was about a
mm-hmm.
man. He was a black man. Now, this was back in the early 90s, who wanted to get away. And he was in the city. He ended up going to Colorado to get away. And when he went to Colorado to get away, he lived in a cab. He rented a cabin, a hotel cabin, up in the mountains. And that Friday night, he checked in. And early in the morning, he thought that an earthquake was coming. And he ran down to the front desk and said, "What's going on? I never heard a noise like that before." And he said, "Is it the earthquake? Are we by a volcano?" What, you know, he was really panicky. And the guy at the front desk at the hotel told him to calm down. There's snow at the top of the mountains. And as the sun comes up, the snow melts and it falls and hits the side of the mountain. So all you're hearing is the snow falling. You can go back to sleep. Mm. And when you say all things work together, he thought it was something bad. And what it was was every morning it was the dawn of a new day. And what I got out of that and what you're saying is all things work together. Sometimes you're going to hear noises. Sometimes you're going to hear things banging up against it. It's just a new day. And that's what I mean when all things work together for good, regardless of what it is. It may sound bad, but it may be, it's just the dawn of a new day. And when all things work together, when you were saying that, that's resonated in my head. I didn't want to take up too much time, but that's what I had.
No, you got it, Elder. That's a great story, and that's it right there. All things, it's the dawn of a new day. That's it right there. And, you know, I think I really kind of too wanted to bring this because, you know, we all go through stuff.
Right.
I mean, it's just the real of life.
Right.
And I pray that our perspective on how we look at it changes because, you know what, sometimes now it'll make people run from God instead of run to God.
Right.
And the thing is, yes, exactly. Because what we go through is not to make us run from God. Exactly, Elder. The enemy would have you say, "Oh, look at you. You experiencing this. It, when it rains, it pours." That's how the enemy talks, you know. And we begin to say those things, you know, because we're going through something and then something else happens. And then next thing you know, we're talking about when it rains, it pours. That's the enemy. And the thing that we're supposed to do is praise.
Right.
Because that confuses. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That confuses the enemy. So whatever we go through, whatever we're experiencing, even right now at this very moment, if you're going through something, it's working together for your good. And working together with what? Like I said, the blood of Jesus, the cross. God has taken it already. He's already seen. This didn't catch God by surprise.
That's right.
It didn't catch God by surprise. Maybe it caught you by surprise, but not God. Because God knows that it's working together for your good. So the first one I talked about was certainty. So there's a certainty in this, which is we know. Which is a verb, which is we are aware. So we are aware that all things are working together for our good. And then the next one is there's completeness in this. Completeness. 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 There's a completeness of the promise. That whole verse says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. God is a teacher. He gives the test first, and then he gives the lesson. I'm going to repeat that. God is a teacher, gives the test first, and then he gives the lesson. We learn through affliction. I know this is difficult to swallow, but we learn through affliction. And I was thinking about Joseph, just an example, Joseph in the Bible. And if you know the story of Joseph, who his father loved him, gave him a beautiful coat, and his brothers were jealous of him, and, you know, he had a dream, you know, that he told his family about, and how his brothers ended up, first they want to kill him, and then they sold him off into slavery, and he went to jail. I mean, he was accused of rape. He was in prison. There's a lot of stuff that happened to Joseph. So he got the test first, and then he got the lesson. And Joseph waited through all of that to become one of the highest men under Pharaoh. He worked, and he ended up not only himself being in a great position, but he was able to put his family in a great position.
That's right.
So I'm going to say this again. God is a teacher. He gives the test first, and then he gives the lesson. We learn through affliction. So all things that's working together for our good, we're learning something out of this. You may not understand it right now. And sometimes you may not understand it because you're looking at the affliction more than you're looking to God. But God don't want you to focus on the affliction.
That's right.
He wants you to focus on him. You've
That's
got
true.
To put your focus on him and not the affliction. If you find yourself talking about the affliction more than talking about God, then you're focusing on the affliction. If you find yourself sitting there all day thinking about the affliction more than thinking about the word of God or thinking on those things of good report, then you're caught up in the affliction. So God wants you to begin to rethink things. And the way you rethink things is going to the word of God. Read the word. When that begins to well up inside of you, where you're thinking about the affliction, that you're so caught up in the affliction, begin to read the word out loud so that you can hear it and allow faith to begin to set up inside of you. I also thought, you know, I was thinking about Abraham as well. I mean, he had an obedience test. And his obedience test was to kill his son of promise. You know, he wanted a son for a long time. Yeah, he got one through one of the maids, but from his wife, Sarah. And when God blessed him with the son, God told him to go off and take his son's life. And Abraham was obedient. Now, we can't imagine probably the anguish that he was feeling on the way to take his son's life, but he was obedient even in that affliction. And when God saw that he was going to do it, God gave him a ram in the bush.
That's right.
So I want to encourage everybody on tonight. There is a completeness just in this one scripture. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. I want to encourage you on tonight. It's working for your good. Nothing is wasted. Whatever you are going through on tonight, it's not wasted because it's working for your good. I want you to focus, refocus your thoughts, not on your affliction, not on what you're going through on right now at this very moment, not on what you have to face on tomorrow, not what you faced on yesterday or last week or what you have to face on next week. I want you to focus and refocus on Christ today, right now, at this very moment. Because God is working it for your good. Somebody, if not yourself, somebody is watching you. somebody is going to be healed. Somebody is going to be delivered. Somebody is going to be set free because you are allowing the love of God to keep you still, to keep you focused. That's an awesome thing. Would anybody
right.
like anything to say before I go on?
No, that's good. I don't have anything
okay.
at this point right now. I agree exactly okay. with everything you've been saying.
Amen. Amen. And then our next thing is condition. There is a condition in the scripture. Condition, C-O-N-D-I-T-I-O-N. There is a condition. The condition, the thing, and the condition of the promise is not automatic. The promise has this condition. It says, to them that love God.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's a good point.
The condition is to them that love God. I'm going to say that again. The condition is to them that love God. If you don't love God, you can't claim this promise.
Uh-huh.
The condition is that we must be lovers of God. Haters of God cannot claim this promise. I wrote this down. Some people may be able to sing better than you can sing. Others may be able to teach better than what you can teach. Others may be able to preach better than you can preach. Others may be able to lead better. But can we love God?
Mm-hmm.
That above all things pleases and honors God. The first and greatest commandment is Matthew 22 and 37. Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart
mm-hmm.
and with all thy soul and with
mm-hmm.
all thy mind.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a condition. You've got to love God. And
that's
how
right.
do you show the love of God? Because love is an action word. Well,
that's
John 14 and 15 says, if you love me, keep my commandments.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a condition with this. Let me read it again. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. That's a condition. And like I said, we have to love God with all our mind, with everything that we have. Everything. I mean, I have heard women say, I gave all myself to my man, and he hurt me. We never should give all of ourselves to anybody but God. Yes, we love. We may even love deep, but we give everything that we have to God.
That's right.
And like I said, the way we show that is through John 14 and 15. If you love me, keep my commandments. Condition in the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
That's a condition. And then the last thing was there's consequences to it. There's consequences. It's about those who are called according to his purpose. It says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. And you may ask, what is that purpose? That purpose is in verse 29. It says, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son. That's the key. I wrote this down. The key to make us like Jesus, to be conformed to the image of his son. There is no higher good than to be like the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's right.
That's what we're striving for every day, to be like a son. The good is not to make us necessarily healthy or happy, but to make us holy, to make us like Jesus. If the goal of our lives is not to be like Jesus, that goal is too small. Our goal must be to be conformed to the image of God's Son. We may go through many dangers, toils, snares, problems, situations, but one day we will be like the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's right.
And that's what God is trying to get us to. That's what God is trying to get us to. So everything that we go through, everything that we experience to get us to be more Christ-like. And you know, sometimes I think about the things that Christ did and some of the things he did. We know that Christ prayed. He got away a lot of times just to pray. So we have to pray. You know, he was the Word. So we need to read the Word of God so that the affliction that we may be experiencing, we can find peace in the Word of God because it's working together for our good.
Mm-hmm.
Christ also loved. He loved others. So Christ is calling us to love. And I know sometimes that's difficult. When you have difficult people in your life sometimes, it's hard to love them. But Christ is calling us to love because he loved us. He also he also forgives. So Christ is calling us to forgive. This is what we're striving for, so that we can walk these things out each and every day in our own lives. That's what we're striving for. That's why the things are working together for our good, so that we can walk these things out each and every day. Now, I mean, I'm not going to say that there won't be days when somebody will get on your nerves and you may take a little while before you forgive them. That may happen. But we still have got to get to the point where we are willing to forgive and love.
Yes, right.
And move forward. But we've got to make that conscious effort. We've got to say, you know what, okay, I do need to forgive. Because one thing I recognize about holding on to grudges and anger, you have to practice it in your mind over and over and over again to hold on to it. I mean, think about it. When you get angry or when you have a grudge towards somebody, you don't not think about it. You practice it over in your head and your mind, and that continue to make you angry.
Mm-hmm.
But when you make the conscious thought and say, you know what, I do need to forgive. I do need to let go of this, and I've got to surrender to God. When you do that, there's a releasing that happens in yourself. You're not carrying that burden around.
Right.
You're not carrying that burden around. So I just kind of want to surmise again. We started with certainty. There's a certainty in the scripture. We know. And I said no was an action word. It's a verb. It means to be aware of. So after tonight, I want you to be aware of, I want you to recognize whatever that affliction you're going through, it's working for your good. So there's a certainty, and then there's a completeness in this. There's a completeness. And with that, I said God is a teacher. He gives the test first, and then he gives the lesson. We learn through affliction. So there's a lesson in this affliction that you may be experiencing. just pray and ask God, what is the lesson that you need to get out of this? And once again, like I said, somebody could just be watching you, and this will cause deliverance and healing and being set free and salvation. And then we also talked about a condition. The condition is you've got to love God. You've got to love God. Surrendering yourself, submitting yourself, giving him everything that you got. Giving him everything that you got. And then I talked about consequence. And the consequence is it's all working together for your good, for you to become like Christ. That's the consequences, because we want to be more like Jesus. We want to be more like God. Loves you so much. He loves you so much that he doesn't want you to die without him. Lastly, I pray that Satan would never take the word out of your heart. I pray that it would have you run to Christ and not away from Christ. I pray that it would have you run to God and not away from God. I pray that the enemy won't convince you to stop reading the word, to stop praising, to stop giving God worship, to honor him with everything that you have. Even through your affliction, whatever it is, if it's cancer, if it's the death of a loved one, I pray that God would bring you peace and healing. I pray if it's sickness, that through it, even if God doesn't heal you immediately, because he can heal you immediately or it could take some time, whatever his plan is, it may be different from ours, but I pray that you would stand and you would hold your ground and that you would stand upon the promises of God. And that you would say those out loud with the word of God, because it's working together for your good. Does anyone have anything they would like to say?
No.
You're good. No, I'm good.
Amen.
It's good stuff.
And I like the way the story that Elder used is the dawn of a new day. Even though it's scary, it's the dawn of a new day. It's the dawn of a new day. So, I like I said, yes, when you're going through some things, it can be difficult sometimes. But this is just a reminder to be aware, to recognize, to understand. It's working together for your good.
I'd like to add something.
Yeah.
You know, we can easily be tricked out of the promises of God by the enemy.
Wow.
If we're not rooted and grounded, help me, Jesus, hallelujah. When we focus on the things that's not of God or the issues that we're going through, and the enemy can get involved and get in the thoughts of your mind and get you to try to blame God for whatever it is that we're suffering through or going through, instead of focusing on that we really need God to get through it.
Yeah.
That we need Jesus. We need to, because he said he gives us peace that surpasses all things. And, you know, that we need the peace of the Lord to get through. See, the enemy not going to tell you that. The enemy wants you to blame God. He wants you to hate God because of what you're feeling. And he knows if that happens, then he's gaining on you. And God is further away from you. So, you know, we have to understand what's real in the Lord. We have to understand what's real in his word and trust it and believe it, you know.
That's right.
And know that as the scripture says, I can do all things through Christ. You know,
right.
We have to trust that word. We can't believe some of the word and not other parts of the word,
right.
Because of, simply because of what we're going through.
Right.
Because
right.
Each and everything that we go through throughout our life, a particular part of the word may not apply to that particular thing that you're going through at that particular time.
Right, right.
But there's something in the word somewhere that applies to anything and everything that we find ourselves in. And we have to find that word. That's why it tells us to study to show ourselves approved.
Yeah.
You know, so we have
yes.
to see and refresh our mind in the things of Jesus, in the things of God. You
right.
know, and rest in his peace, rest
yes.
in his blood, you know, and just trust him. Love
That's
him.
Right.
Trust him so that we can walk in the peace of God. So that
yes.
whenever we get angry at someone or mad or upset or someone tries to provoke us, our flesh wants to rise up.
Right.
You know, I know, I can speak for myself because I know, you know, that's how I can get, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I know when I was in the world, that's how I was. And the enemy
mm-hmm.
knows that.
Right.
So he may try to come and use some old tactics. You know, to come around looking at your house
right.
to see if your house is swept up. You know, try to see if there's any old things in there that he can mess with.
Right.
So the certainty, the completeness, the condition, and the
mm-hmm.
consequences, we all have to hold those four C's and contemplate
yes.
on those and think on those things. And
that's right.
And we just have to trust the Lord, and it gets
That's
hard
right.
because the
yes,
because
it does.
our flesh is always going to be warring against the
yes.
spirit.
Yes.
It just that we know that if we got the greater one on the inside of us, we always will win.
That's
we just
right.
have to make our flesh. We just have to make our flesh come subject to the spirit of the Holy
Amen.
Ghost.
Amen. Amen.
And let the Holy Ghost
That's
have his
right.
way in our lives.
That's right.
You know, so that we can perform what you're talking about tonight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that we can walk in the things of God. So that we can trust
Amen.
In the things of God. So that we can believe in the things of the Lord. You know,
That's right.
and that we can have faith in everything that we read in his word and everything that we hear from him through his spirit and know that it's from him.
Mm-hmm.
Because the devil or any demonic force or spirit is not going to give you anything positive to do or to say.
Right.
Because all they want to do is bring hurt, harm, and danger to this world.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
And we as people of God that's in the body of Christ, as Holy Ghost-filled people, have to understand we have to try the Spirit by the Spirit to see if it be of God.
That's right.
You know, and so I just felt led to share that, Evangelist Stanton, you know.
No, that's good. That's good.
Because
I do have another. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm done.
I was going to say, when you were talking, it took me to the scripture. When you were talking, I just looked up the scripture, Philippians chapter 4, and I want to read verse
uh-huh.
7 and 8. Philippians chapter 4, verse 7 and 8, it says, "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall
right.
keep your hearts and minds through Christ
right.
Jesus." I mean, that when we're going through our affliction, we can have that peace that surpasseth all understanding, and it
mm-hmm.
comes from God, and he will keep your heart and your mind, because, you know, like you were saying, when you go through it, sometimes you're like, oh my, I mean, it seems heavy on you, but you can have that peace that surpasseth all understanding. And then verse 8 is what we have to do with our thoughts. Verse 8 says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. That's what we have to do with our thoughts. We have to think on those things instead of thinking about our afflictions.
That's right.
That's what we have to do. And like Elder was saying, it can easily happen. We know, we recognize that because, like I said, we all go through something and or may even be experiencing something right now. And our thoughts may want to try to be on those afflictions. But God is reminding us, no, you think on the things that are true. That's the word of God. Our honest, our just, our pure, our lovely, things of good report. Think on those things, not your affliction. That's what's going to help keep you in that peace. That's going to help you see that it's the dawn of a new day. That's what's going to help you remind yourself that God is with you, that God is able. It may not be happening right now, but let me encourage you. He's well able. That God loves you, that God never leave you nor forsake you. Even through your affliction, he's not leaving you. He's not forsaking you. He's right there with you. He's giving you water in the desert. He's giving you direction. He's keeping you. He's holding you. Yeah. Jesus is interceding on your behalf with whatever you're going through right at this very moment. This affliction is not unto death. This affliction is unto life. It may not be comfortable, but it's working together for your good. So you just hold on. You hang in there. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Don't walk away. Let it allow you to run to Christ. Let it allow you to be held by Christ, that he would keep you, this affliction. Because I'm telling you, you are going to make it through it. I believe it. You are going to make it through it. I know it. You are going to make it through it. And I just want to encourage you tonight. It's working together for your good. You will make it through. You will make it through. God is faithful. God is just. God is able.
Yeah.
God is a healer. God is a deliverer. God is a way maker. God will provide. He will provide. And I just want to encourage you on tonight that he will. And God loves you.
Yeah.
Most of all, God loves you. And with that, Elder, I'm finished with the lesson on tonight. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you.
Amen. That was good.
Yes, very good. Another good teaching. Another good Bible study night with Praise Tabernacle Church and with one of our own evangelist Dove Stanton, doing another great job, another great teaching. And we pray that everyone that was listening tonight got a word from the Bible study tonight, whether it had been from her or one of us on the panel tonight. And we just had a good time, as she likes to call it, couch talk. Sitting around on the couch and talking about the Lord.
Yeah.
And that's what it's like a lot of times. You know, we want to make it comfortable. We want to make it easy to listen to, you know, without a whole lot of hollering and screaming and just, you know, regular talk, and so people can get an understanding as to what they're listening to. You know, so we just want to encourage people. Whether you're in London, Germany, the Bahamas, wherever you may be listening to in the United States, any of our Praise Tabernacle Church members that could be listening from wherever you are on this 4th of July, end of this 4th of July weekend. You still may be on vacation a little bit somewhere. You know, we just pray that you get something or have gotten something out of the word tonight that will encourage you to push forward, that will encourage you to keep your mind stayed up on Jesus so that he can keep us, all of us that love him, in perfect peace, regardless of the thoughts and the things and that we see, the things that we go through, the things that we know that's going on in the world all around us. We just got to know that God is in control. Jesus is in control. If we just stay close to him, stay bound up with the love of Jesus Christ, stay bound up with the peace and the faithfulness of Jesus Christ, that we will win. We will come out on top. We can't lose with Jesus on our side. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it sounds like, no matter what the enemy tried to put in your ear, we cannot lose with Jesus Christ on our side. And so that's why I encourage everyone and anyone that is listening. And when I'm out in the streets, being out about, if I get an opportunity to speak a word of encouragement to somebody that looks like they may need it, and the Holy Ghost may say, hey, I need you to just tell that person over there a little something about me. And you have to be faithful and trust God. That's where you that he's the one who's telling you that, because the enemy is not going to tell you to do that. Just know that. The enemy ain't going to tell you nothing good. He may try to dress it up and try to make it sound good, but it's not going to be good. So, Elder Oliver, would you like to say anything before we close out?
No, y'all, you about summed everything up. That was a great lesson. And as usual, it hit me all up in my face. So that was a good lesson.
Okay. What was our Cash App, Evangelist Fan, PTC877, something like that? So people that may want to sow a seed into Praise Tabernacle Church?
It is. It's PTC877. Once again, that's money sign, P as in praise, T as in tabernacle, C as in church, 877.
So anyone that would like to, you know, sow a seed into our ministry, you know, so that we can continue to help push the agenda of Jesus Christ into a world that needs him so very much, Feel free. We have a prayer request line up, and so we haven't got many praise reports or prayer requests. It could be a praise report as well as a praise request. I mean, a prayer request. So either or, praise or prayer, you know, that you would like to share with us, or that you would like to share with people that you think somebody else might want to hear. And we can read it every time we come on the air to share with other people. And that email is ptcforchrist@gmail.com. ptcforchrist@gmail.com. So just spread the word. Spread the word, mouth to mouth, person to person, every Tuesday night. You know, become a part of this on a weekly basis. The greater the number, you know, the more success we can have. Or, if not so, with Jesus, we're going to win anyway. You know, so, but we like to share the word with people, and we like for you to be a part of what we're doing. And as we continue to do this, we just want to bless them, as many people as we can, through the word of Jesus Christ. Amen. So let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank you right now. We give you glory and honor. We magnify your holy name, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, for, again, another great night of teaching and speaking and sharing your word tonight, Lord God, as we came out of Romans, Lord God, and the different other scriptures that we covered tonight. As we talked about you, Lord God, and have our certainty in you, our completeness in you, our condition that's conditioning you, Lord God, and the consequences of who you are and what you do for us in our lives. And when we should believe in you, Jesus. And we just say thank you, God. We love you for giving us your only son. And we thank you, Jesus, for what you do in each and every one of our lives. To everyone that's listening, wherever you are, be encouraged. Stay encouraged. But God is a good God. Jesus will not leave us nor forsake us. We just trust in him and believe in him. And if you believe he is who he says he is, just know that you will win if you stay on his side. And with that, we, you know, our great commission scripture that we'd like to read is Matthew 28:19-20. And it reads, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things, and whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world." Amen. Consider yourself blessed in the name of Jesus Christ, and know that we love you. On behalf of Pastor Bishop Omar Zachary, his wife Lady Zachary, and Praise Tabernacle Church, we love you with the love of Jesus Christ. Amen, and good night.
Amen. Amen.